You're with the Bulletin on Bros. So, before all of this happened, we lived in one of the most polluted cities in the world. And for a brief period, we had quiet. There were no planes flying over our homes. Traffic was down 90% in some places. So now that we're thinking about a slow return to work and to school, it's time that we had a think about what we want Brussels to look like in the future. This week, we published an open letter from 100 experts, everyone from doctors, scientists, academics, and town planners, saying that mobility needs to be at the front of our minds right now as we slowly exit from the coronavirus restrictions. I spoke to one of the letter's authors, Anne-Catherine Verdict, on Skype, and she explains why now is the time to act.
We see in the handling of the crisis, it's an important crisis, it's a health crisis, and a lot of things need to be done. But we see that some elements are not taken care of. And one of the elements is something we are really concerned with and dealing with all day, and it's mobility. So it's like they are taking measurements without taking in concern what will be the consequence of certain measurements they take. For example, our prime minister announced not to use public transport and advised to take your car. But if 35% of all movements in city are done by public transport, that means that 35% more cars will come in the public space, and we really think that this is strange, and we couldn't leave it like this. We had to react on this. It will make city life impossible.
So we've seen lots of temporary structures popping up around Brussels. Are these likely to become permanent? Have they been rushed through a bit too quickly?
Of course, everything is better with a longer consultation and so on. But I think the government really took intelligent measurements. So they started from the big access for the bicycle lanes. They put it into a network, not just a little bicycle lane over there and another one over there. No, they start from a network, and it's from the bigger scale, and then they go down to the lower scale. So I think the approach is intelligent. Also, the places where they put in the woonerf, you know, the residence spots. I also think it's on really important places where before you already had, oh my God, why are here cars? For example, the lakes of Ixelles. Yeah. Over there, I can't believe that there will be cars again. It's such a pleasure to be there. And before, when you were on your bike, you ask, why are here cars? So I guess there will be a lot of temporary measurements that will be permanent. I guess there will temporary measurements that won't be permanent, that will disappear. But what's really important that is to think on the long term, because a bicycle lane, it's also a public space. A bicycle lane has to be comfortable. It's not with paint that you make a permanent bicycle lane. It's also you make the section of the streets with trees, separate bicycle lane, public space. Cities are more than paint. Corona is really a negative, it's a crisis. You can't be happy with this. But I hope this crisis also can give something positive to the city, and that our city maybe will be a little bit better, and that this energy that is now put into temporary measurements will become permanent.
So what's the response been like to this letter, this campaign?
The response we had for the moment in Belgium, there were two ministers who answered our letter and said they would take it into consideration. They would take it with them for the next meeting with the GIS and the National Security Council.
Anne-Catherine Verdict, who is one of the authors of this open letter, which you can read right now at thebulletin.be.